Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between women in public in the 1950s versus the 2020s. What happened? Progress, of course. That Walmart might as well change its name to Whalemart. Poor Cookie Monster, the cookies came out of his mouth instead of going into it. Or should I say cow patties? To be fair, most of us dress more comfortable these days instead of for fashion. I wear mostly t-shirts and hate wearing collared shirts anymore. What will the 2050s look like? Up next, looks like at least Florida is fighting the obesity epidemic as they update their SNAP rules so you can't buy soda, candy, and Twinkies. What are the lazy welfare land whales supposed to do now? Those are their main food groups. But this is good news for their kids because children are getting insulin resistance at younger and younger ages. But is this real because I went to BJ's Wholesale and they still allow EBT eligibility for soda and candy? Number 3, here's the difference between losing $1,000 in real life versus losing a trading. When you trade, you usually know you can lose your money and it doesn't sting as much because you're doing proper risk management, or you should be. Also, losing $100,000 on a trade is okay knowing that you can make it back. That's been my experience recently. But I don't feel like the guy on the right. I feel like the guy on the left and want to puke, but I look like the guy on the right to boot. Moving on, which one is best? For me, B is best, but, no pun intended, most of you will say C. But, I think we all agree that everyone will want to avoid D unless their origins are from sub-Saharan Africa. The worst thing about this post are all the attention-seeking women like Misty here posting their picture trying to get people to follow them on X and other platforms like OnlyFools. Number 5, British Airways just became one of the world's first airlines allowing video and voice calls at 40,000 feet thanks to Starlink. Great, now the internet is everywhere, I'll never get a moment's peace from looking at the Bitcoin price all day obsessively. The worst part about this is that people will use this because they need to get their dopamine fix. I guess that keeping your phone on airplane mode is about to have a whole new meaning. Up next, people say that if women are all the same, then why not just date men instead? Or how about staying single and saving yourself all that drama? I'm sure there are still somewhat decent women out there, but you have to dig through a whole lot of dirt to find them, and odds are they aren't into you. For men, it's about a return on investment for our time and effort. For women, just getting attention from men through dating apps is worth their effort and attention. Number 7, a woman went missing in Mexico, and it took them 4 days to find her because no one could recognize her from her heavily edited social media photos. I'll tell you one thing, though. No man wants the woman on the right in his kidnapper van. She also looks like she edited herself to look like a completely different ethnicity. I'll tell you one thing, though. That woman is one great big catfish. Moving on, here's why a woman's body count matters. Because if she's a virgin, there's an 80% chance the marriage will survive. If she's had 16-plus partners, then that drops to 20%. Humans are meant to mate with one partner for life because our emotions form the strongest bonds that way. Even if she's had one sexual partner, the odds of a stable marriage drop to 54%. But who's going to even find a girlfriend these days, let alone a virgin? That's like finding the rarest Pokemon. Number 9, well, there goes the myth that Indians are better than IT. 95% of engineers in India are unfit to work software development jobs. 36,000 engineering students from IT programs were tested in India, and those were the results. What do you expect from a country making bridges with 90-degree turns? I'll bet you that many get H-1B visas to work as software engineers only to end up working for Uber Eats. Only 1.4% can write functionally correct and efficient code. Up next, I thought it might be a good idea to move to Newfoundland for the summer. But it looks like the island's only university has gone woke advertising professor jobs that ban straight white males from applying. Maybe white men need to stop paying taxes or participating in society if they're going to be disenfranchised like this. My advice to straight men trying to get around the DEI filters is to put some made-up sexual deviancy and fudge packing on your resume, and then you're more likely to get hired. Number 11, here's the reason why GigaChats can never repopulate the Earth or stop a population crash. This Japanese YouTuber lived with his 3 partners and 11 kids, and wanted to have 54 children, but the plan collapsed financially. 2 of the partners ended up leaving at that point, and he ended up living in his car. How the hell is he supposed to pay all that child support now? Maybe they can sell some of the babies to Ellen DeGeneres or something. I hear she finds them delicious. Moving on, the UK government says that facial recognition systems will be rolled out nationwide shortly. Yes, and I'm sure that they'll only target white folks that post on social media. I'm also pretty sure they'll start the implementation in all the white high-crime areas. You know, because the diversity areas are perfectly safe and clean. So they'll get to those later. Forget about Big Brother. It's Big Wanker who's watching you. Guys in the UK, get your Guy Fawkes masks out right now. Number 13 looks like Link from The Matrix really scored. Harold Perrineau has been married to Brittany, his wife, for 23 years. Bro must be doing a lot right to keep his interracial marriage running that long. The rest of Hollyweird can certainly learn something from him. He's also in his 60s, but looks like he's in his 50s. If anyone remembers him back during Romeo and Juliet, it looks like Mercutio aged like fine wine. Up next in 2024, developers were replaced by AI. And now in 2026, AI is being replaced by developers. Because AI is too expensive and inefficient. This company canceled 5 of their AI subscriptions and hired 2 middle-level developers instead. One place AI is working, though, is video generation. That AI-generated YouTube series Chronicles of Bone recently dropped another episode. And it just keeps getting better and better. I think one of the main characters has Henry Cavill's voice. Number 15, there have been divorce rumors swirling for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett for a while now. But it looks like she violated the terms of their marriage by having an entanglement, so she won't be getting any of his $350 million. I guess now we know why they haven't been divorced yet, because she would get wrecked financially. Maybe Smith won't divorce her and it's tormenting her, and she torments him back because of it. Moving on, I'm so tired of women trying to weasel their way into the best positions. In 2013, they wanted orchestras to have blind auditions to ensure that more female musicians would get hired. But 7 years later, it suggested that orchestras end blind auditions to make them more diverse. Looks like men went unmarried while leftists thought the women would win instead. So now I'm betting that they'll push for DEI next so they can have true equity. Number 17, you don't hate Robert De Niro enough. He left Manhattan like a coward to escape the new tax policies of Zoran Mandani. I bet he's on his way to a rent stay right now to try and ruin that place too. He says that he learned a lot about communists and that they aren't looking out for your best interests. Yet this putz keeps on promoting socialism and doesn't realize that socialism eventually turns to communism. He cheered for communists until the policy started to hurt him. Up next, remember guys and gals, nothing is ever a woman's fault unless the outcome is positive. Then she'll do whatever she can to take credit for it. I think women doing whatever they can to avoid taking accountability is a defensive mechanism from prehistoric times, when women didn't have the state to protect them from violent men when they messed up. The ones that survived those times, their descendants were the best at deflecting blame. Number 19, here's more proof that women are a lost cause. One of them bought a Louis Vuitton handbag smaller than a grain of salt. I'll have whatever she's having if it feels good wasting that much money doing something stupid. Then again, for all I know, it could have been some man buying this as art so he can launder money. But I get the point, though, that women are willing to waste their money on the dumbest stuff. Moving on, looks like that TV sportscaster needs to try a different paint color when he's on television, because he looks like he's ready to take a BBC up his poop shoot. It doesn't look fair to him because it appears that he's the only one not wearing pantaloons. How about this? Does this make things better? Imagine what would happen if men used AI to take clothes off of female TV personalities. Imagine the outrage. But when it happens to men, then no one really cares. Number 21, here's Sharon and Kelly Osbourne pretending to eat on a day out. They're looking like death camp survivors here. I knew this picture was altered because their bodies are way too long and skinny, because she's only 5'2", but yes, her face does actually look like that. The only good thing about Ozempic is that soon women like this will all disappear. Literally. I'd prefer her back when she was curvier. This is the perfect size. Up next, apparently more and more parents are preferring to have girls rather than boys. This might be true if by parents they mean mothers are choosing to abort more boys than girls. But who actually believes this nonsense? Males also tend to outnumber females in the population pyramid at younger ages. But maybe there is truth to this because many feminists check the gender of their unborn baby to see if it's a girl or if it's an abortion. Number 23, do you tip your waitress 25% or do you go to the next restaurant? Depends on if you've ordered before or after you saw this. A couple of months ago, I went to an ice cream shop and when I was ready to pay, the tip screen showed up and the minimum was 20%. I rarely eat ice cream, so I ended up paying. But if I knew about it ahead of time, I would have gone someplace else. With the current cost of living, more restaurants are going to be going out of business because of shenanigans like this. Moving on, great job, Mayor Mandani. As public urination in New York surges 50% in just 1 year. But seriously, what's causing this? You know what's causing it. all the imported diversity over the last few years, plus there's an increase in the homeless population. Now this is progress. Now we just need more public pooping to make a real progressive change. Looks like the scent of San Francisco is well on its way to conquering New York. Number 25, meanwhile in the UK, here are some political candidates. And no matter who wins, you lose. Most people in the UK see no issues with this and enjoy their falafels and shawarmas, but a few of them are saying that deportations are Europe's only hope. The good old count believes that there's another way. I guess we'll see what happens. I think a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B is fair. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.